Hello, Eagles fans, and welcome to Eagles Nightly here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm your host, Bo Wolf. The Eagles return to practice Monday after a few days off following last Thursday night's loss to the Cincinnati Bengals. With two games remaining, the Eagles are firmly in the role of spoiler as the season closes with two games that will help determine the outcome of the NFC East. The Cowboys, Redskins, and Giants are all tied at 8-6, with the Redskins controlling their own destiny, but the Eagles will have a chance to take away that control from the Redskins when the two teams meet this Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field. When they do return to action, though, the Eagles will not be led by Michael Vick as the starting quarterback. That job falls to rookie Nick Foles, who has been declared the starter for the remainder of the season. But after his first practice since returning from a concussion that he suffered just over a month ago, Michael Vick spoke to reporters Monday about his future in the NFL, whether it's here in Philadelphia or not. And for now, Vick is here to help his teammates.
Well, that's just the way things are right now, and I have to roll with the punches and deal with it. Make the most out of it, continue to work hard, continue to try to get better, continue to help Nick out, continue to help Trick, continue to help this football team. And, you know, that's my job as a leader, continuously as the leader of this football team. And, you know, regardless if I'm the starter or the third-string quarterback, I continue to play that role.
As for Nick Foles, the rookie signal caller is one of several impressive rookie quarterbacks who have taken the league by storm this season. And on Sunday, Foles is likely going to line up against one of the more dynamic rookie quarterbacks in Robert Griffin III, unless, of course, Griffin is unable to return from injury, in which case Foles will take on another rookie, Kirk Cousins. Either way, Foles' focus is getting this Eagles team a win and improving what he can improve.
I just want to continue to improve as a player, and just be more efficient, eliminate the mistakes, just continue to throw the ball strong, and just move forward. Skill, you know, keep getting better, just whatever that takes. And I'm not going to be upset at my game. I know what my deficiencies are, and I know what I'm good at. I'm going to keep improving on my, you know, what I'm not good at. And then just keep working. That's all you can do is just keep working at a thing. If you make a mistake, just keep working at it, keep improving, and that's what recovery days are for. That's what days are like this, to go out there and just improve on the fundamentals, keep improving on the game, your reads, footwork, everything.
Andy Reid said on Friday that after two strong games, Colt Anderson has earned the opportunity to continue starting on defense this week, even though Kurt Coleman will be returning to full health from a sternum contusion. We talked to both players, including a motivated Anderson, who says he's eager to prove that he can be more than just a special teams maven.
That's huge. You know, anytime you get an opportunity to play a defense position in the NFL, it's a big-time deal. And, I just got to continue to get better and be more disciplined.
I know for a long time you've wanted, you know, special teams is your thing, but you wanted to prove that you belong on defense as well. So do you feel pride that you're beginning to prove that now?
Yeah, a little bit. Obviously I'm not satisfied with my play, and, as a person, I always look at myself that I can get better, and I just got to continue to get better.
Colt's been playing well in these last two games, and, I thought he was around the ball a lot, and every play that he had to, make something, he did it. I'm happy with what he's been doing in a short time of playing. So it's exciting to see him out there and really making plays. You know, I'm proud of him, I'm happy for him, and I want to see him continue to succeed.
One of the most impressive players over the last few weeks has been defensive end Brandon Graham, who has thrived in the absence of Jason Babin and Jim Washburn. Graham has 4 sacks over the last 3 games, and he's looking the part of a cornerstone player for the Eagles moving forward. There's no satisfaction, though, for the third-year defensive end, who says his only focus is on continuing to improve.
Just got to keep getting better, because I got a big year next year, and I got to end. I got to finish strong, and, hopefully we can pull these last two games and win them, so we can go in this offseason focused and ready to go. Opportunity comes when they see you working and see you focus, and I was just trying to stay focused, not trying to worry about how many snaps I played. Shoot, if we won, I only played one. I'm happy, but I just kept at it, and once my opportunity came, I was going to make sure that at least I was ready.
We teased it earlier. Let's take a look now at the highlights from the Sunday NFC East action that led to the 3-way tie atop the division. We go down to Atlanta now, where the Giants were taking on the Falcons, and Eli Manning finds his old friend and our old buddy Asante Samuel. Asante's 5th career interception of Eli Manning. I believe he's got 8 career against the Manning brothers, and Michael Turner would punch it in. And really, the Giants would not recover from this. This game got out of hand. A 40-yard touchdown bomb from Matt Ryan to Julio Jones makes it 24-0. And this game is a trouncing 34-0 in Atlanta. And the Giants are in dire straits as Harry Douglas does his best Victor Cruz. Now we go to Cleveland, where Robert Griffin III does not play for the first time this season. And that leaves the task to fellow rookie Kirk Cousins. And boy, did Kirk Cousins have a day. Check out this beautiful throw on the touchdown to Leonard Hankerson. Hankerson splits the defense. A pinpoint throw on the run from Cousins, and then a nice design here as he lofts it up. A second touchdown for Hankerson. What a day for Kirk Cousins. 329 yards passing, two touchdowns, and a quarterback rating of 103.2. We go to Dallas now for the game of the day in the division, and this one was a back-and-forth affair as you see Romo hitting Jason Witten for the touchdown there, 10-3. What a play by Ben Roethlisberger here. There's pump fake number two. Pump fake number three bides his time, and as only Ben Roethlisberger does, he finds Heath Miller, who's open on the right side. Touchdown, and this game goes 10-10 into the half. Back-and-forth from two 7-6 teams coming in. And here, Romo once again goes for a touchdown. Dez Bryant, you got to tip your cap to Dez, who is playing through a broken finger. He gets the touchdown. Cowboys back on top, but the Steelers would continue to fight back as Roethlisberger throws a bomb. Look at how far this ball goes in the air to Mike Wallace, and the Steelers would punch that in to make it 17-all. Rob Ryan becomes angry Rob Ryan, as he is wont to do this season. And Roethlisberger then puts the Steelers up a touchdown. The touchdown to Antonio Brown gives them a one touchdown lead. What a back and forth game this was as DeMarco Murray ties it up. It's 24-all. And now we go to overtime. And this is where the Cowboys needed a play, and they got it from Brandon Carr. A diving, beautiful interception. Untouched, he goes all the way down to the 1 yard line. And that sets up the easy-peasy chip shot field goal for the Cowboys. 27-24 they would come. There's the happy Rob Ryan, which is not really something we like to see here in Philadelphia, but that's all right. Chaos created in the NFC East. Three teams at 8-6, as you see the great day from Romo there. And as we said, a three-way tie atop the division now at 8-6 with two games remaining. The Redskins control their destiny, but they face the Eagles on Sunday, and then the Eagles take on the Giants next week. So the Eagles very much in the middle of this anarchy in the division. So now that the Eagles are well in position to throw a wrench into the NFC East playoff proceedings, let's find out what the players in the locker room think about playing the role of spoiler.
Well, I'm not really happy with the way any of it's turning out, but us being the spoiler, we can do that. And they're gonna be ready to go when they come in here, because they got playoff in their mind, and they're gonna be ready to go. So we're gonna have to be geared up and ready to stop them.
Most importantly, we're just trying to finish strong, man. So Juice, I mean, we don't really need no fuel added to our fire, man. We're just trying to finish out strong, you know, these last two games, and get ready for next year. Once we finish out the season strong, but we're definitely trying to, win these last two games. And if it's happened to be spoiler, then it's just what it is.
I mean, we'd like to be in the other situation where we're, fighting for the division. So, we really just want to win the games. First one, Washington, and that's all I'm focused on right now is just beating them. And the season hasn't gone the way we want to, but we still have the opportunity to play two more games, and we just want to go out there and give our best versus Washington, and we want to win.
We got to go out there as a team and, play good at all four levels, special teams, offense, defense, and, we got to go out there and not beat ourselves. And it feels good to be in this situation, though. These last two games we can win out, spoil their chances and, go on from there.
That'd be a great feeling, man, especially being in New York and in the Redskins, the rivalry. Between them two teams, and just basically getting a win, it'll be a great feeling to get a win on both those teams and try to mess up their playoffs run.